Face means seeking respect. In Chinese culture, face represents a person's sense of self-worth, status, reputation, and position within their family, social circle, workplace, and community. If face is like social currency, your interactions with others either increase or decrease the amount of face in each relationship. You can make deposits by building trust, showing appreciation, or demonstrating empathy. You cause someone to lose face by hurting their pride or self-image. However, a relationship can withstand a loss of face if the positive actions, deposits, outnumber the negative ones, withdrawals. Three expressions describe how the face functions. 1. Honoring face means building relationships through respect, like asking for advice, showing gratitude, listening carefully, and acknowledging contributions. 2. Losing face happens when someone feels disrespected or judged wrongly, causing feelings of shame or humiliation. 3. Saving face involves protecting someone's dignity in tough situations. You can help someone save face by giving feedback considerately and being mindful of their feelings. When a finance director discovered that an employee had embezzled more than $100,000, he felt responsible for missing it and offered his resignation to the company's COO. He was ready to leave the job he loved, feeling ashamed. However, the COO reassured him that such incidents can happen in any business. Instead of blaming him, the COO asked the director to focus on fixing the system to prevent future thefts. By protecting the manager's face, the COO inspired a renewed sense of commitment and energy in him. The impact of misunderstandings on relationships. Restoring a relationship after causing someone to lose face is challenging. Common triggers include criticizing in public, ignoring hierarchy, and using sarcasm or insensitive jokes. Digital technology worsens communication issues because people can misinterpret messages without body language or facial cues. Remote conversations often lack civility. To avoid these pitfalls, practice empathy in both in-person and digital interactions. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, which allows you to connect in ways that don't lead to embarrassment. Saving face involves seeing things from someone else's perspective and not being judgmental. You can't pretend to save face, though. If your actions don't match your feelings, people will think you're fake or insincere. True kindness, genuine respect, and deeply caring about how your actions affect others create positive interactions that preserve people's dignity. Find solutions that benefit everyone involved by considering other people's goals and treating each other with respect. In business, show that you value their contribution and encourage open communication, even when there's disagreement. Prioritize empathy in cross-cultural work. Americans should avoid reinforcing the stereotype of the ugly American by neglecting to understand the customs and social norms of their host country. First, it's important to respect the hierarchy. Americans are generally less formal and less conscious of hierarchy compared to people in Eastern cultures like Japan. Second, preparation is key. Educate yourself about the culture of the country before attending business meetings there. Third, adjust your speech to avoid using jargon, acronyms, or slang. It's crucial to avoid American tendencies like interrupting or using sarcasm. Always remember Dr. Tony Alessandra's platinum rule. Treat others the way they want to be treated. An Arizona company held a leadership training event attended by Chinese engineers. The executive leading the event noticed that the Chinese engineers were quiet and didn't participate or ask questions. The company had given them a long English manual at the beginning of the training. Since they didn't have time to translate or review it, the engineers felt uncomfortable asking questions. They felt confused and embarrassed. The organizers didn't consider how their training methods would work for people from China. As a result, the Chinese engineers lost face. To improve future gatherings, the organizers started providing documents beforehand. They also added illustrations when possible. They took more time to explain complex ideas in simple English and offered more hands-on learning opportunities. Essential in conflict, saving face. When dealing with productivity issues in business, it's crucial to address them directly without being overly aggressive or letting frustration build up. Being aggressive or frustrated can hurt the person you're talking to, while avoiding conflict can make it seem like you're okay with poor performance. Instead, assume the person didn't mean to make mistakes and would benefit from your help. Find the right balance by being honest and open about the issues while still respecting the person's feelings. When people feel threatened in a group, they hesitate to share ideas or disagree. However, healthy debate is crucial for making good decisions and resolving conflicts. Teams work best when leaders encourage members to speak up and show they value their input. In a workplace where the organization supports its employees, this becomes a reality. The power of psychological safety in teams. A Google study found that high-performing teams thrive in an atmosphere of psychological safety. This means team members are most productive when they feel safe to take risks without fear of negative consequences. They know their leaders won't punish them for asking questions or seeking help, so they feel encouraged to try new things. This environment promotes agility, innovation, and overall success for the team. To promote a sense of safety within the team, make sure everyone gets a chance to speak up. In some teams, only a few people talk a lot. Make an effort to involve quieter members in the conversation and support their ideas. Avoid negative behaviors like sarcasm and put-downs, and encourage respect for everyone's thoughts. Pay attention to what people aren't saying. Notice their body language and facial expressions. Create lasting, respectful business bonds with BUILD. To create strong business relationships, remember the acronym BUILD. 1. Benevolence and accountability. Solving problems with kindness shows your team that you value their feelings and respect their efforts. Leaders who show benevolence care about their team members beyond their roles. 2. Understanding. Support your team and gain a full understanding of their challenges by considering different perspectives. 3. Interacting. When you communicate, be clear and thoughtful. Pay attention to your tone, body language, and choice of words. In digital communication, ensure your message cannot be misunderstood. 4. Learning. Successful people in any field are lifelong learners. 5. Delivery. Regularly practice benevolent management by embodying these qualities. Sharpen your human antenna for cross-cultural effectiveness. Working with people from different cultures can be like driving on the opposite side of the road in a foreign country. Even if you're an experienced driver, everything can feel unfamiliar. Understanding the motivations, beliefs, values, and backgrounds that influence people's behavior in other cultures can be challenging. To avoid embarrassing yourself or others, adjust your behavior to match the social expectations of people from different cultures by fine-tuning your human antenna. Western cultures are low-context oriented. People communicate in a straightforward and sometimes detached manner to exchange specific information. In contrast, high-context cultures, such as those in Asia, use communication to build and strengthen relationships. This difference can lead to misunderstandings between people from high and low-context cultures. Missed breakfast hint. For instance, when consultant Molly Chu arrived from Asia, U.S. business executive Mark Jones picked her up at the airport. Chu greeted Jones and suggested stopping for breakfast, saying, "You got up so early to pick me up, you must be hungry." Jones replied that he was okay and drove directly to the office. He didn't catch the hint that Chu was hungry after her long flight, but he didn't want to offend his guest. If he had been more attuned to the situation, he would have reacted properly. Achieve cultural agility with the AAA model. Effective global leaders adapt their approaches based on cultural differences. This cultural agility allows them to achieve goals in diverse cultural settings. The AAA model for cultural agility provides a framework for leading international teams. The first stands for aware. Global leaders understand their cultural values and how they influence their attitudes and behaviors. They acquire knowledge of the societal norms of the host country, learning how the language, children's upbringing, and shared principles shape its social mindset. They adapt their style and behavior to find common ground, show respect, and collaborate effectively. Persistent gender challenges remain for women in the workplace. Women still earn only about 78% of what men earn. Women face numerous challenges at work, from subtle biases to clear sexual harassment. Today, it's crucial for women leaders to speak up, highlight their achievements, and share their goals. When working in environments that resist female leadership, use your dress and body language to show authority and gain respect. Pay attention to social signals that reflect your position, such as always using your correct title. Avoid tasks that suggest subservience, like getting coffee or tidying up after meetings. To counter self-sabotage and insecurity, start by becoming your cheerleader. Pay close attention to your language. Delete qualifiers such as, I may be wrong, or I'm not an expert. Identify damaging self-talk that affects your self-esteem. Rewrite your internal stories to boost your confidence and move yourself forward. Psychologist Carol Dweck describes two mindsets, a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Adopt the growth mindset, believing you can learn and develop skills throughout your life. Treat yourself with the same respect you give to others. Meditate to affirm your intentions. Use a mantra like Deepak Chopra's words, "Everything I desire is within me," to reinforce your goals. Elevate employee morale with respect and encouragement. Feedback is a crucial leadership responsibility that significantly impacts team members. Often, leaders struggle with this, but when done right, it can have a positive effect on receivers. Successful leaders know they can give constructive criticism while respecting the individual and encouraging their growth. To ensure feedback is constructive and well-received, focus on behavior rather than the person's character. Be clear and respectful, sticking to the facts. If you're too direct, the person might feel embarrassed. If you're too vague, they might not understand. Acknowledge successes as well as problems. Consider feedback as feed-forward, an opportunity to guide individuals toward future improvement and success by learning from mistakes. Key points. 1. Respect and preserve face in relationships by showing empathy and avoiding actions that cause embarrassment. 2. Cultural awareness is crucial in business interactions. Practice empathy and adapt to avoid misunderstandings. 3. Build psychological safety in teams to encourage innovation and productivity. 4. Effective leadership involves benevolence, understanding, and clear communication. 5. Feedback should be constructive, respectful, and focused on behavior, not character. 6. Adopt a growth mindset, believing in continuous learning and development. 7. Learn and adapt to different cultural norms to strengthen global leadership skills.